When you talk about the conspiracy of his documents, is it possible that one of his co-workers, even though he was 87 years old, I don't know if he still had co-workers, that they simply went in there and took his papers away?
Actually, he was pretty much isolated by this point.
Did he have family? Was he married? Any kids?
Actually, he had, right after the news of his death came out, he had a nephew named Sava Kosanovic, who was a Yugoslavian politician, an up-and-comer in Yugoslavian politics. But he was kind of left-leaning in the eyes of the American government. I think he had some ties to the Communist Party in Europe. And so I think right when the news came out that Tesla had passed away, the powers that be, whether it be the FBI or whoever it was in there quick. And then they used the Alien Property Act to take everything else while his nephew sat and watched. Now, some of those papers did get back to his nephew.
Be careful when you say the Alien Property Act on this show.
Then that is a bit of irony. But yeah, so some of those papers did get back in the hands of his family, and some of them are actually, or were on display in the former Yugoslavia. But some people believe that was the kindling fire for the Soviet Union to start working on Tesla-related technologies, and they were not afraid to get involved with those.
Did Tesla ever know Alexander Graham Bell?
I haven't seen any documentation that he was ever involved with Bell.
Because, see, Bell was in Connecticut by 1878. By 1884, long distance was going between Boston and New York City.
Yeah.
So Tesla was around.
There's a possibility that they knew each other because they would probably have graced the same type of conferences. But Tesla's emphasis was on wireless communication, which is now a mainstay of American life.
Exactly.
But he really, because Marconi's technology that he, a lot of which he stole from Tesla, was starting to fail. And so Tesla had envisioned a time when all communication, the entire world would basically be a giant radio transmitter and people would be able to communicate through the airwaves.
There's another one from Peter in Pulaski, New York. I wasn't going to say anything, but I believe GE has the missing papers. My father was a security guard with a government clearance, and before he died, he told me he saw an electric car that the batteries did not need to be recharged. Please don't say the rest of my name. I will not. What do you think about that one, Mark?
Well, you know, GE, again, was the company that took over Edison's work. Who are we to say that some of Tesla's work didn't still exist in Edison's labs?
Did the Soviets, to your knowledge, ever perfect Tesla's technology?
Well, the whole we talked about Project Seesaw. We know that at a time they were working on a particle beam weapon, which of course prompted our government to do it. From what we could see, from what I've read, from what I've seen, they didn't. And from the way they look economically now, they're not going to do it anytime soon.